Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to Victory the Podcast. I'm Doug Allen.
Kevin Connolly sitting here without Kevin Dillon again, who is
in France.
He's in Cannes.
I mean, how long is he there for?
My buddy Chuck ran into Dillon. He's like, yo, I ran into Dillon in Cannes. Said Dillon was hilarious. Everybody said Dillon's hilarious.
He's the funniest guy ever.
Killing it in Cannes.
He kills it everywhere.
Yeah.
Jerry Ferrara, also hilarious. He's in for live shows. It's time to do some live shows.
I would love to do a live show. And truthfully, I would like to have Jerry. I think Jerry is the key component to the live show.
Wow. Because
Jerry's like me. Jerry is really good at breaking down the episodes.
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're a little more free-flowing.
Oh.
You and Dillon are a little more free-flowing. Wow. I think Jerry and I could deliver a bit more of a structured show.
Is there a world that you envision where you push Dillon and I out of Victory the Podcast and you and Jerry do it?
Come on, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm just wondering.
Obviously, you're the heart and soul of Victory, and Dillon is the superstar of Victory. There's no pushing anybody out. But we do need Ferrara. The question is, do you still have your connections in Australia?
I mean, they still... Because
that's the one,
they
right?
still check in with me. Angie Young, who's awesome. Yeah, she checks in with me, but I say I cannot commit. And let me try to explain this to you. You'll see this in Ramble On eventually, the show. But Kevin Connolly, the actors in general, for all you young filmmakers who want to... They just don't commit to things. They say like, yes, yeah, I'd love to. And then like, you never hear from them again.
Can I give you a little insight on
that?
Yeah, yeah. You gotta... And I think I've gotten better about it since I've started with Action
Business.
Park. I mean, I understand your side of it a little bit more. But I think we really just need like hard dates and times and money.
Right.
Like, hey, it will be September 4th, 8th, and 10th in Australia, three different places, and that's it. And here's the money, and boom, we go.
Can I tell you something else somewhat exciting?
What?
I spoke to Adrian.
Oh, you did?
I spoke to Adrian. I posted a picture of Adrian and my son from...
You had a nice moment with Adrian?
I had a great moment.
Ooh, this is good Victory content. We have an update on the Doug Allen, Adrian Grenier. You guys had a little nostalgic chat.
By the way, let's be crystal clear because everyone always says it. We have never had an issue, ever. By the way, we only had that one issue on set, you know?
That was 82 years ago.
And I love Adrian, but, you know, and I do love Adrian, and I've talked about this many times, which I'm going hatless right now 2 weeks after a hair transplant, so I don't even know what it looks like, but that's how
it looks. Good. I looked at it on the monitor.
That's how good I'm feeling about life right now. But
that's good.
Adrian, who is a handsome motherfucker, like nobody's gonna deny it, but he did once say to me on set, we've talked about it, he said, you just don't know what it's like to be good looking. So
no, that's not what it, but to give that a little context, you said he said, oh, it's not funny. And you said, well, what do you know about being funny? He said, well, what do you know about being good looking?
But I didn't say he's not good looking. But anyway, he is good looking. And if I could get, like, Dr. Ziering's done great work with my hair, but if he could give me Grenier's hair.
Dr. Ziering was Harry Potter. You're never going to have Grenier's hair.
God.
You're going to be satisfied.
I would pay a lot of money for that. But also, I believe that there's a world where Adrian would come do the live shows with us. And I think we really could build something really special out of this. And yeah, look.
But when we go, we'd be going overseas, right?
I would like to start with, I think we should do the Paramount again, which was awesome. We should do Atlantic City, which they wanted to do. And we do five shows in 6 nights. And we, you know, you got to understand, guys, it's tough for us to leave with kids. And Colin's got a baby who's going to turn one next week. But if we could, you know, make it where we could make some money and also have a good time, that would be nice.
We need Jerry.
I agree.
We need to sign Jerry because I think he'd be great at that.
So what, okay. E from Entourage, Kevin Connolly from Ramble On, Kevin Connolly from Action Park Media. Why can't you sign Jerry? Do you want me to lock him down? Like, what's the problem?
I think we should see if Jerry would say, hey, if we go out, if we're going to think about going to market with live shows. Are you in if
market.
I could come back with, are you in if we come back with some hard dates and some hard dollars?
And you seem nervous. Look at you. You're gulping water.
I'm thirsty, bro.
So does Jerry, who would... I think Adrian would be great for that too.
But Jerry is very good.
All right. So he's your like the cleanup man. He's the leadoff man.
He's somewhere. He, you know, obviously Dillon's our clean. Yeah. I think Jerry's in the one hole.
So
yeah,
do you say Jerry's to Jerry, man. Like we've spent 2 years building this podcast. Do you say we're all equal partners?
Of course. At the live show, we're all equal partners. And he's also done a bunch of episodes. So he knows the show and he knows what we do. And I just think he'd fit in nicely. So we just got to.
I like how you said that at the live show. I would put I would put Jerry on the podcast right now, make him an equal partner, of even course. Though we've spent 2 years building.
Absolutely. Listen, I think, and I know you don't want to do this because you're gonna get mad, but I think you should reach out and take the temperature and see if people are still interested.
The only reason I don't want to reach out, they are still interested because they've reached out to me. The only reason I'm not interested is because it's hard to get answers. So I just,
okay, well, I will.
This time
will,
what I'm going to do,
engage.
Here's what we'll do this time. And we also, like, I don't know if you want to use your old agent for this or what, but I will try to get somebody to say something. I think what they need is, I think they want the Australian numbers, if you're able to tell them.
Oh, okay. I can find that out.
I think they want to know how many people are listening in Australia.
And I'll bet you we do okay in Australia.
I think we do very well. I mean, we're always in the charts. I don't know how that works, but I will put that together. I would like you to reach out, because I did with the Adrian conversation, which was great.
I'm sorry I cut you off. How did it go with Adrian? What prompted?
So I posted a picture of Lucas and Adrian from the set from like 2005, and Adrian just DM'd me. They grow up so fast. So anyway, we went back and forth, had a nice conversation. But like you with Jerry, because I can sense, you don't have to argue. I can sense it. I know it. You have some type of hesitancy to just like say, Jerry, it doesn't matter. You don't have to argue.
No, I'm not arguing.
I had a hesitancy with Adrian. I felt the opening was there to just go, can we get you on the podcast already? But I didn't say it.
It's not.
I want to leave it up to you.
It's not a hesitancy. I have endless conversations with Jerry, but you know, it's hard when you're not here. Believe me, I think if Jerry lived around the corner. No, I think if Jerry lived around the corner and he could just fly in, but the time zone and he's got two kids, I just don't think it's that black
and
white.
But do you think we could get him to Australia?
I think, listen, look, let's just call it what it is, right? If you know, money's money, right? And, you know, and if the price is right and it's worth our time and we can, it makes sense, I think everybody would do it.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to start with getting a thing. I would like you told me what I'm going to do, which I'm going to figure out if we can get a situation where we can go to New York first, because Jerry can come right from Cleveland. Get our beaks wet, get a little more comfortable on stage. Then I think we go out of the country.
We learned a lot from the last live show. I would need Jerry. I would need Jerry there. I would need Jerry to do it.
This is making me very insecure.
Like. No, it's not that. I just think we need another content machine. Because, you know, Dylan wants to freestyle. Yeah. Dylan doesn't want to structure anything. I like a little more structure. Dylan's not into it. I know that Jerry would be with me on the structure.
All right, so I'm going to try to figure out if we can get some offers
from
New York, and then we'll bring it to Jerry. I need you. I'm not going to give you anything until you ask Adrian to come on the podcast.
I'm not going to ask Adrian. I've asked him.
What?
I've asked him to come on the podcast.
I'm asking now again.
Well, you guys are the ones that had the nostalgic moment. You should have probably took the window. Well, whatever. Let's talk about the live show. Maybe we invite him on the live show. Last episode with David Nutter. Pretty incredible, huh?
Yeah, people really loved it. I do want to say one thing, because I got a lot of messages from people. They didn't hear it for whatever reason. But David has Parkinson's. He's great. But Parkinson's is serious. Like Michael J. Fox, you know, it affects your speech. It does not affect your...
I actually thought he sounded better than I was anticipating.
Did you have any idea?
I had no idea.
Okay, because I didn't know
he's had problems with his back, and I know his body's been banged up a great deal, but I did not know that he had Parkinson's, and it's like, man, the guy is like, just the fact that he's a legitimate warrior.
Yeah.
He is a life warrior.
But he said, which is one of the interesting things that he said, is that when he's working and he's on set, it all goes away. He forgets about it. He has no pain. He has nothing. And, you know, I think he's such an example for people of, he loves what he does so much.
Yeah, he does.
Which, you know, you and I, we like what we do, but we often bring a lot of anxiety to it that I think David doesn't have. And I think part of that is he's such a master at his craft. He really is.
And he's still, this is the other thing. This is not a man who was on the episode, on the show last week that is retired. He's still today, as we speak, performing at the highest levels.
He's got a big HBO show on right now. He directed every episode.
And he's prepping him. So I think, and again, don't come after me if I don't get this the right way. But my understanding with Parkinson's is that the brain is totally normal. Yeah, it's totally. Just involuntary. So the thoughts are there.
Yeah, no.
It's just harder for him to communicate.
His mind is not affected at all.
At all.
His speech, his motor skills and everything like that. And you know, which is... It's just, it's sad. And
you didn't know that he had it until he said it, right?
I knew something was wrong.
Right.
I had no idea. And I wish Gary Goldman prepped me a little bit, because between that and his wife passing away, which he said on the podcast, it really threw me. And I was trying to deal with React, but it also speaks to the same thing. It doesn't throw him at all.
No.
And he's
it threw him, but he obviously fought through that one.
But I'm saying is he's not making that the centerpiece of his life.
No.
And he's fucking working. And you were talking about, I mean, Colin directed, you directed two or three episodes of Entourage?
Two.
Yeah. So he did six in a row of The Time Traveler's Wife, which is like making two movies at the same exact time.
And once again, I felt like you were jealous of my, I mean, we could watch the cameras. Like, you're visibly annoyed that I had a stat sheet.
Yeah. Jealous is not the right word.
Well, what was it? Did you feel like I was trying to show you up?
No, I think, how can I explain this?
I mean, I went and I sat and I made some notes because I knew we had a good guest coming.
When we started the show, I wanted you to be this caring and this thoughtful about the show. If you remember back in the day, you didn't even watch the episodes. Now, when you come in, the reason it annoys me is not because I would love you to do whatever you want. It's you kind of try to push me out of the way. You actually can't control yourself.
True.
Like, I have questions too. And you're like, hold on. My research.
But you're making questions up. I'm trying to talk about 21 Jump Street.
You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know my system.
You had no system, bro. You had no system whatsoever. I had 21 Jump Street. I had The Mentalist. I had a lot of bullets in that chamber. So
I guess you know what it is. I would like you always that prepared because you're very good.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a guest, of that level of quality, I mean, come on, if you are at even 1% interested in this business, actor, writer, director in any capacity, have a listen to that episode and bear with David as he's, you know, trying to communicate, because some of the things that, I mean, he dropped a few just gems.
Were you depressed at all after? Did you feel like our careers, we've not been as prolific as we should be?
I'm not going to lie. I was more motivated than anything else.
I was too.
I felt there was something inspiring about Nutter.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. While we're sitting there, maybe feeling sorry for us or him or whatever it was, he's not.
No.
He was off
that's,
to probably
that's
some,
what I was trying to say
some location scout. Yeah, he ain't dwelling in that, bro.
Yeah, that was a moment I really got lost in it because then it did. He took me right back to the fact that he just loves making films, television. And I don't know. I thought the Barry Mantle, the guy talked about that he wanted to be Barry Mantle. That was so out of left field to me. You knew it from your fucking research.
No,
maybe
I didn't
you
know
told
it because
me.
I saw... after Game of Thrones, they did, I don't even know what you would call it. It was probably 30 minutes and it was like a wrap up show that right. aired after the finale or whatever it was. And it basically was a tribute to David Nutter and, you know, it paid tribute to him working through, you know, David was in a really bad car accident when he was young. Then he hurt his back and then his wife got sick and he's like, he's just been through it all. It showed obviously the effect he had on the Game of Thrones, cast and crew that they would have this amazing tribute to where they play Barry
God
Manilow.
Forbid you told me to watch that.
You know what? It's crazy too.
Where would I find it?
Because I have it on my DVR at my house, but I don't. I looked for it on YouTube. I couldn't find it, but the hair on the back of your neck will stand up. In fact, Zulai doesn't remember, but when we watched it, Zulai was crying. She didn't even know Nutter.
I can't very, very, very even believe it. So it's basically a behind the scenes of Game of Thrones season 8, 6
yes.
or whatever.
Yeah, season 8 because he had left because of his back and he came back to do a few episodes in season 8.
All right. I have to find this half hour probably on HBO Demand hopefully or something.
Yeah,
or...
it's there somewhere. Maybe we could find it on right, YouTube.
So if anyone finds a link, please send it to us. So, all right. Memorial Day weekend just passed. How was it? Your daughter is about to turn one, which is crazy.
She's about to turn one. And we're having a birthday party.
I wasn't invited.
I mean, you know, listen, it's a one-year-old's birthday party. You want to come, you're more than welcome to come. We're trying to get...
How do you teach this guy that is not the way you invite people? And by the way, you confessed to me being your best friend on the Entertainer podcast, which we got to talk about those girls in a second, our girls. But what do you mean, I'm welcome to come? What do you think, I'm just going
to
show up and
ring
the
door? Just trying to put together a small party for kids.
So I'm not really invited.
You are invited. I mean,
I didn't come.
Well, it's not that, but it's the same thing. Like, I don't like to put that on people, right? Like, yeah.
It's the wrong way to be, because it's actually, I'm just trying to think, like, this kid, like, you know, my daughter was just here, graduated high school. You just saw her. It's like, you know her for 18
Never
years.
Never been invited to one birthday party.
You're doing everything. You were at
Never been invited.
Bar mitzvah, come on, don't be ridiculous. So, I mean, it's almost like you want me not to know your kid at all because at 12, I'll walk in, we'll be working together for 30 years, and I'll walk in, I'll be like, Kennedy, she'll be like, who are you? I mean, it's so...
You know, it's funny, we're trying to, you know, because at the end of the day, she's one, right? So it's really more about, you know, her mom,
pictures,
right? All that kind of stuff. But so we want to get Mickey Mouse, right? But it occurs to me, like, you can't get Mickey Mouse. you get a Mickey Mouse knockoff, right? Unless you're friends with Michael Eisner, right?
Oh, so, is there one Mickey Mouse?
It's well, no. I mean, it's
got to get someone in a suit.
No, it's Mr. Mouse. So we have a Mr. Mouse coming. It's
Why not, can't you get Mickey Mouse?
Because I don't think it's legal to do.
Get out of here.
I don't think you can have a Mickey Mouse at your house without Disney approval.
What are they gonna do? Sue you for your birthday party? That would be amazing, by the way. I bet you I can get you a Mickey Mouse. I mean, if you want to go Mr. Mouse.
We have Mr. Mouse, who, by the way, looks identical to Mickey Mouse.
So it's a
but I think it's a licensing knockoff. Thing.
Can you imagine Kennedy's hysterical the whole time because she sees the right. subtle differences?
I want to get an alpaca. How do I get an alpaca?
I mean, you've been to, I mean, you remember my birthday party? We had alligators, alpacas.
I want to have an alligator at the one-year-old's birthday.
I'm just saying.
But you know, we're having a lifeguard.
Alpaca is easy. That's
you know
easy.
A guy?
I know an alpaca.
Dude, if you know a guy with an alpaca, no, come for an hour, let the alpaca on the front lawn. Don't even got to bring the alpaca in the backyard.
Wait, I didn't quite follow it. Are you telling me to bring the alpaca?
If you could put me in touch with the guy.
Or is that how I get invited to the birthday party if I can come up with an alpaca?
If you could put me in touch with the guy.
I'm not giving a gift. I just want you to know. I give good fucking gifts. I'm not giving a gift. I wasn't invited. So, all right.
You know what? Hold on. Do you want to talk about this now? Or do you, let's take a break. Take a break. We'll be back. We got a good story. All right. We're back. Victory of the podcast. Kevin Connolly.
Doug Allen. I don't know what the story is that you're.
The unaired victory episode.
All right. So. Sarah Sanderson, Zulai Connolly, Hanau.
Zulai Hanau, yep. So,
Zulai Hanau, they have the Entertainer podcast.
Right.
They wanted to come on this podcast. You got to understand.
Cross promotion.
Connolly is the lost episodes of Victory the Podcast.
There's only one. Day
only fast.
Right?
There's one other one.
Is there one other one?
Yeah. There's two other ones, actually. There's Miles, Kygo's manager. We never aired. And there's a Jordan Belfort first episode that we never aired, which Kevin, I don't know what your game is, but anyway, the girls came on. We did an episode. Connolly listened back to it. He doesn't even let me listen back anymore. So he listened and said, we can't air it. What happened?
I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out
what?
For you.
What?
Yeah, I don't think
I'm looking out for you.
No, you're not, because I'll air it tomorrow.
What did I do?
I'll air it tomorrow. I think you should give it a listen and decide if you want it to be aired. Well, first of all, I don't know. Again,
by the way, he tells us we're coming back with a story. Little did I know I was going to be I was abusive?
No, well, to me, I mean, you and I were mad at each other about something. It's so obvious when I listened to it because I know us. You and I were mad at each other about something, and it was like you and I pretty much jawing off at each other the whole time.
Not even listening to the women.
Didn't really let the whole purpose was to get them onto the podcast to promote
the Entertainer podcast.
So I just thought that it's a great idea. I think it's a great episode, and it'd be great to have them on to hear them. But I think there was not enough of them. Is my only
All right,
thought.
So, but are we going to redo it? Because they went on. And right. Now it's becoming a problem in my
house.
Well,
we could redo it, but do you want to air the...
No, I don't want to air one that you're telling me we sound terrible and we're not listening to them. No.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like you and I wanted to kill each other.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just didn't
No,
think.
I think we should redo it. I also have... I can't say what the movie is, but Sarah Sanderson booked a big movie.
Big movie.
And now I'm back. I you know...
It's kind of how I was before Ramble On, the few days before we did the Ramble On.
Well,
edition.
You did go to the Kings game.
No, I didn't go to the Kings game. That's the whole point.
3 days earlier.
No, once first I locked down a week before we
All right,
shot
so when
Ramble
you say
On.
Lockdown, because I've done
I mean
the same
lockdown,
thing.
Meaning like I didn't go to my hockey game. I didn't go to the Kings game. I got invited out to dinner on Friday night. I stayed home on Saturday just because if it's just going to come down to this one day, like why take the chance?
Well, Sarah is obviously she's COVID extreme anyway, which
she really is.
It's wearing me down. But this obviously she's right and she doesn't want to get it now. But I come into my house every time I walk out. If I go into the backyard, I come back. She sticks a fucking Q-tip up my nose and tests me. Again,
how many home tests do you guys have laying around the house?
Too many. 50?
Well, that's good.
You know, but the point is not, I don't want anyone to think that we're scared of getting sick of COVID. So they yell at me, which of course I don't want to get sick anyway, but you can't work if you test positive and she's got this big movie. So hopefully she can make
she's
it.
She's playing it safe.
But she says to me, cause you know, we're supposed to go to this thing that my brother has on Thursday night, which is outdoors. And I don't go out anyway. Like I don't go out and you know, I didn't go last week. Rob Stone, my buddy, has, by the way, you will love this. Someone, I believe it's called Talk to Me.
I just feel bad. This is the thing, your brother's event on Thursday?
No. Okay. My brother's event on Thursday is separate. Rob Stone's documentary on Hulu, which I...
What's it called?
Talk to You, I believe it's called.
What's it about?
About XXX.
XXX Tentacion?
I mean...
They got killed. Yeah, it's terrible.
So, but... I want this is a movie. This is a show. I told Rob I want to get involved in it. We'll see what happens with that. But this documentary is phenomenal, and it's Rob Stone, who's Fader Magazine. So Fader Films made this documentary. This kid who's streamed over a billion streams, yeah, died at 20, and really started making really music horrible at like 15.
Yeah, it's just a horrible, horrible, horrible story.
But it's not just what happened to him. It's what he did also. I mean, it's a really interesting documentary about mental health, about redemption, about talent. And anyway, everybody should check that out. But I was supposed to go to that premiere last week and I didn't go because Sarah's, you know, being careful. But I haven't gone anywhere. But my brother has an outdoor event he wants us to come to.
I know.
And I said to her, I go, I got to go to this thing. And she writes back, well, if you can't stay home, maybe you should like, I think she wants me in a hotel or something. I don't even know. I'm not even welcome at my house anymore.
I barely leave the house. This is a bummer. I wish I would have known. Cause here's the deal.
You would have known about what?
Well, we got our iPick Top Gun tickets and the quickest we could get them was Thursday.
Oh,
so I bought
so you're
tickets.
Not going to the thing,
I just put that together 2 seconds ago. I feel bad, but
why would you feel bad? You're just trying to get into business with them.
I know, fine, but that's,
you
know, what I mean.
Tell them you have to go to Top Gun. You don't want to lose your $14 at the iPick, so you can't make it Thursday night.
Are you going?
I mean, now I don't know because Sarah does. It's outside. Okay. Can you get COVID outside or not?
Of course.
I mean,
who knows? Who knows?
All right.
By the way, you know what? I got another thing. Yeah, we joke around on the podcast about the Men's Hockey League, the Mar Vista Men's Hockey League. But I'm starting
but
to hear
it seriously.
No, but I'm starting to hear some comments like out there from guys.
What do you mean on the rink, on the ice, or the cement?
One guy said something to me. He's
what
like,
he
"Yeah,
say?
Man, somebody sent me a link, and you were kind of talking shit about me." I was like, "No, I wasn't. I wasn't talking shit about you at all.
Ooh,
I don't know why I said that." And
I'm talking shit about you.
And then I could just kind of hear sort of the back and forth going. So like,
we haven't really talked anything about the other teams except that they were really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I honestly don't. The only person I recall talking shit about was myself. I don't know. I don't want to.
Is the team improving at all?
Yeah, Scotty's scoring four a game. Scotty's back.
What do you mean four a game?
Scotty scored four goals. Scotty's second in the league in points.
Has Scotty had 2 4 goal games? Because when you say 4 goals a game, means he's done it more than once.
No, he had 4, 2, 2. He's like on one of those runs.
You got any assists on any of this?
I haven't been on the sheet yet, but I haven't been playing as much. But
you
I'm
a point.
Back. No.
Oof. Jesus.
I might have, no, that's not true. I might have an assist or two.
Wow. I still haven't been invited to a game, but I
would come. Kevin Kerrigan came. It's fun. I mean, that's the other thing too. I like playing and it's really fun. Last week got a little chippy and guys are fighting and it's just, you know, people take it very seriously, but you know, I know that much that part of my life is over. I ain't trying to have a fucking fight at the Mar Vista Hockey League. Dudes out there.
If you have a fight at the Mar Vista Hockey League,
bro, there's dudes out there looking to fight. It happens.
Fight you specifically?
No, not me specifically. Just in general, it's like very, very easy to do.
Well, let me tell you something. To the Mar Vista League, you don't put your fucking hands on Connolly, all right? You'll have a real fucking problem. But
today, Sophie Julia's last day.
So Connolly's losing employees. What's happening there?
Sophie Julia got a job offer. So she is she's leaving, but on good terms. I was going to say maybe she's actually busy. I thought maybe we could get her on the podcast. But she's going to stay on, like I said, we talked about last time.
She's the producer of the Entertainer podcast. What happens now?
Where she's training a new producer as we speak, which
is
why Kira is going to be the new producer. Let's talk
about last things. And, you know,
well,
we got to get back to
a couple things going on at Action Park. You know, Dave has been trying to do, Dave's been wanting to do a podcast, right? So it feels like we're hard on Dave, but we're supportive of Dave's creative
vision
ideas.
Okay.
Right. But he had the Fox and the Hound, which was no good. We couldn't air.
What is the Fox and the Hound?
It was a podcast concept.
Who was the Fox and who was the Hound?
Dave was the Hound and the Fox was Jamie Fox, girl Jamie Fox. And that didn't work. And then tried to do the Citizen App Dave. I love you saw Citizen App
Citizen
Dave.
Citizen App Dave was a genius idea. So let me explain that though. Dave would, as soon as the Citizen App, as soon as a crime would happen, would race out there like
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, right. Which is a great movie that everyone should check out with Jake Gyllenhaal. But so Dave would run out to the scene and try to do some video. What happened? It was great.
You gotta keep cranking out the content.
So he was
it's like everything. It was like once in a while, and then it was like, well, I don't want to, it's shots fired. I was like, yeah, but the guy that fired those shots is long gone, Dave. Now's the time
to go. So you were sending him into a war zone.
Not
if
sending
you
him
heard
into a
there
war
was
zone,
a shooting.
But Dave was like, I guess if it's man wielding stick, that's fine, but I don't want to go there with a guy with a
man wielding stick.
No, that's how it says on the Citizen app. But it was funny, but you just got to go do it. You got to knock him out, and then maybe one or two goes viral.
I felt that show could really work. So Dave, you're saying, wasn't committed
he
or
just wasn't,
tough enough?
He just wasn't getting it done.
But you're still letting him do another one.
Well, no. So now they recorded a pilot of the Stock Tip Journals.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh boy. So I was not involved in production.
What do you think of it?
Of this. Well, I mean, listen, let's play the opening. And Dave, when I tell you to stop playing, please stop. Dave will play the whole thing. The idea is that the Stock Tip Journals will be short clips. So 10-minute podcast on stories from Dave. So it wouldn't be a whole thing, but so when I was in New York for Kennedy's christening, they sent me the pilot for the Stock Tip Journals. Well, let's listen to the opening title sequence and then we'll stop. Here it is, Stock Tip Journals.
Hey, Action Park Media family, this is Stock Tip Dave. I've decided to do a little small content piece called the Stock Tip Journals, where I take a few minutes out of my day and record something random. Bear with me here, as this is a new experimental podcast I wanted to come up with. If it sucks, it sucks. If it's cool, it's cool. But the only way I know how to do things is randomly when I'm comfortable and feeling confident. So they will be unplanned, and I'm just kind of just...
This is a trailer?
See what I say and take it from there. But I
not quite like Maverick.
Background and insight into who I am. You've heard of me on Victory the Podcast, amongst the other great podcasts we host here at the studio. And I hope to
we
see
need the scissor hands on this.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right, so just my little 2 cents. I you got me intrigued at the beginning.
Good music.
Nice music. Dave all of a sudden had some. But get to the point. You can't say, oh, there's going to be something happening. You got to tell us what's going to happen. And I think you should combine that with, because it doesn't have to be all of it. But if part of it is the Citizens Apps beat, you can do anything with the Stock Tip Journal. So Dave, that first clip I saw of Dave on the Citizens app was genius. I think if you got that out there, you'd be somewhere. So anyway.
Or if he did, and then we could make it a YouTube show. I think Dave would be good on YouTube.
Yeah, I do too.
So if we put him on camera and then we could cut to the Citizen app clips.
Dave is still bitter. I don't even know if we talked about this on Victory, but Dave read for a part in Ramble On, which by the way, Ramble On is done and it's now going out to market this week. So hopefully we can figure out and sell
it.
Are
you nervous?
Of course I'm nervous, but I feel... I couldn't feel better about the product, but yeah, of course I'm nervous because I want to get this thing going. It means a lot to me and I think it's special, but yeah, of course I'm nervous. But Dave auditioned for a part in the show and we got Larry Joe Campbell, who's incredible. And Dave...
He's also a seasoned actor that's been acting at a high level for 40 years.
Yeah, and Dave's never been acting at any level for any time.
Right.
So, but anyway, Dave read and Dave felt he nailed it. But what was funny is I showed the whole office the scene and... I saw the reactions, which were just phenomenal. I think I have it on video, but I pan across everybody who's laughing their ass off. And then you get to Dave, who's just judging. And I don't, Dave, do you think he delivered or do you think you should have been in that role?
No, I think he was good. I mean, obviously I wanted to be in it. I'm going to try until I, you know, succeed, but.
But taking away that fact, like I, you know, there are times when I thought I wanted to be in things also. I wanted to play Ari on Entourage, but once I saw Piven do it, I was like, I'm really not going to be able to do this. There's just no way. So do you believe that we missed something and that you could have delivered as much as he did? Yes or no?
Well, obviously he's a way better actor, so he delivered. I obviously could use a little more coaching because I was...
Do you think you could have delivered as well as he had if you had fucking Stella Adler and Marlon Brando teaching you? Do you think you could have gotten there? How long do you think you would have needed where it was indecipherable between you and Larry Joe? How long?
I would have needed some practice because he got
a
it
week, a month, a year, a lifetime. What?
I'm going to say like 2-3 weeks.
So you, in 2-3 weeks, you think you could have delivered like him?
If I practice all day, every day, yes.
Okay. Wow. And what about, so if you were going to take over the Kevin Connolly role, how long would you need for that?
A lot longer because he had way more words.
Okay. So it's just about the words. I got you. All right.
It's about the dialogue.
All right. Interesting. Interesting. All right. So.
Well, let's talk about before we wrap up here, what are the marching orders moving forward with
Ramble On?
Ramble On and yeah, let's start with Ramble On and then we'll get to
we're now going to start showing it. Okay. And we got to find a deal. So I'm working on the story doc to pitch and present what the show going forward is, and then hopefully someone says, okay, we like this. We want to make this many episodes. This is the budget we'll give you. Hopefully more than one person
liked
it.
Someone asked me that the other day. Like if you were to go in and they would go, we love it. What's the first season arc? Do you have a rough sort of outline of what the first season looks like?
Yeah.
Right. You could say it starts here and ends here, and you have that all written down or in your head or whatever it is.
I have it right here, Kevin. Okay. It will be written down.
Because that's an early question, right?
When we go into meetings, I will leave behind a 5 to 12 page document that says what the season is.
Right.
I think.
Interesting.
If you have a good pilot, I think it's pretty clear the show is set up and, you know, I could pitch stories all day and all night.
Right.
Either, you know, for the most part, I think you're sold on this show or not. That being said, yes, I will be prepared to say, this is what the first season looks like. This is what Kevin goes through. This is why Stock Tip is not involved in the production. This is like what's happening and where we're going, you know? So right. I think that's imperative. As far as you wanted to go and also check out the Ramble On podcast, we'll get into the details of finishing, but you wanted to talk about what?
Let's talk about like Victory live shows and merch. I think we should get the merch back up, kicking up and running.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. I've got to tell you, making free money in merch and you haven't sold a shirt in a year.
There's been some behind the scenes stuff with
what
merch
kind of
companies.
Stuff?
Well, I mean, there's just another site that's selling merch that needs to come down. It's whatever. It's
they're selling Victory merch.
Yeah. Theoretically, I guess you could say that. Yeah,
you got to get your legal counsel on that.
They're cool. We just got to tell them to shut it down.
All right. Well, we're going to start doing all of that.
And then we should do the live show. So make your calls.
Wow. This is such a strange.
Make your calls.
Call.
I don't know. I just think
my call's going to take 5 seconds.
Right.
So,
maybe fire in one more call to say, hey, Jerry, I'm going to look into these live shows again. Are you in? I'll text him that.
Okay. Anything I'm going to do, you're going to have to text Adrian. I don't care if he says no. You got to just ask him to come on the podcast.
I asked him.
No. Again.
Why? Why?
Because
why
we're making deals. What do you mean, why?
I'm not making deals. I don't know.
Do you know how crazy you are? Why wouldn't you ask him that?
I asked him. And
why
he doesn't
won't you ask him again?
Because I already asked him.
Do you realize how crazy you are? Why won't you ask him
why
again?
Why won't you ask him again?
Because you're the fucking guy. It's your company and you're the guy.
He doesn't want
to
do it.
And you've asked me to do something and I told you I'm going
to
do it.
He said he wants us to you know, do, he wants us to volunteer.
I'll volunteer.
To get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, beach cleanup?
Yeah, I'll do a beach cleanup.
I mean, I would do a beach cleanup anyway. I don't know if that's what he has in mind, but.
He'll keep you off the beach. We know what happens to your skin on the sun. So, you know, maybe you'll do a winter thing. Maybe you'll skate. You'll skate and show people some of your hockey skills.
I think we got to lock Jerry in for the live shows. That's what I'm going
to do. We'll get that done. And then I want to lock Jerry in to do another episode. We've got, I forget which episode is coming up. We're going to talk about the show again. Dylan's coming back. I want the four of us, which have we ever even done that?
Yeah, we did one time, but the next time, I would like to get Dylan, Jerry, all four of us in there covering the episode.
Good yuntif. And imagine we spring in Adrian into that as a little thing. And then we get Piven. And then...
You know what's funny? I was thinking
go to the moon.
When Doug was recording an episode of Ramble On before this, and they were talking about, you know, Piven and whether or not he did it. He almost wasn't going to do it. And I had this flash of, you know, I read with Ari's.
Really?
Yep.
So you probably read, and again, Michael Landis, I want to be crystal clear, is awesome.
Right, and like, I read with a few Aries that were all awesome, but it's near impossible to really think about it any other way.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at the time, you don't know. It's like Jeremy is going to do it or he's not, but it's just way, funny. I had this flashback of like actually sitting in there, and I want to say I read with 3 different Aries, which is
It's so amazing that I have no recollection of that, but what's also interesting, Jeremy never read. So all of it was in my head. And at the times when I was going, if Jeremy's not on the show, I quit. We talked about it on the Ramble On podcast. Like I had no other jobs and nowhere to go and no money. But that's how emotionally invested you get in when you want somebody. I'd never even seen him read. So he could have walked on day one and been like, Jeremy, what are you doing?
Right.
But we've talked about this before. The Koi scene, I believe, was the first scene you guys shot.
Yeah.
And I knew we had a show right there. And it was... You know, when you're thinking about pilots.
It's funny because that was the audition scene, I believe.
Really?
Yep.
Which your audition scene?
No, when I was reading with the Aries.
Wow.
By the way, those tapes are somewhere. And were you ever able to find the tape? Doug, Adrian was in Mexico, like not acting anymore either. I was in LA. And we both did the scene. We both did our audition scenes. And then somebody...
Yeah, Eric and assistant edited them together where you guys are not even facing each other. So you're just
kind
your
of looking
faces
out.
Just come on. And it was the first time it was so obvious how well it would work.
But how do you not have that tape? I mean, you got it. You have it, bro.
There's no doubt I have it.
You got to dig
it. It's so tragic because that should be like...
You got to find the James Cameron letter.
Yeah.
And you got to find that clip. I mean, dude, you want to talk about going viral?
I know. My garage is such a...
That would
a
go
nightmare.
Viral, but that wouldn't be... That would be in your... on a hard drive or you think it's in a on a tape?
These are not hard drives.
Is it on a DVD?
It was on a DVD. Like, and DVDs were just... They were just starting to put things on a DVD,
right?
You know, so it's a shame because it was
help?
On a hard drive.
Is there any way I could help?
I would come to my garage and search through the place.
But I think we might be able to find a bunch of gems.
Oh, there's some good stuff in there for sure.
Right, like Sarah was saying that you have a bunch of Hollywood Ways hats. Should we sell them through the internet? Now that you've changed the title, there's boxes of Hollywood Ways hats.
There's
should we sell
thousands
them?
And thousands of Hollywood? You know what those are going to be worth in 1,000 years.
A lot.
Yeah.
By the way, why don't you let us sell all that merch? We'll come in.
It's not. There's not that much, but
there's
you're
like boxes
more than
of
welcome.
Merch. And then we should take, roll up our sleeves, get a 6-pack of cold beer, and let's fucking start digging through some of that shit.
It would be cool to dig through it. You know, I've said this on the Ramblin'
Podcast.
I would
do that.
But talking about the offer, and they were talking about, like, they don't show it, but Pacino, they make him go on film at the time, you know, for dailies, and they watch his audition, and... So badly, I would kill.
Well, it's like
kill.
A screen test, like a film screen test.
Film right. screen test. But I would kill not only to see the actor that's playing Al Pacino do it, because they didn't show, they don't show him acting. They show him being Al Pacino, but they never show the actual scenes. But I imagine getting to watch Al Pacino when they didn't want him, his screen test for The Godfather, when the studio didn't want him.
He must have blew the doors off him.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That would be fun, though. We should do that. I'm telling you, like in some point in the next couple of weeks, yeah. Just open the garage doors on a nice day and we'll just start going through the shit.
I love it. I mean, there's definitely some
there's
stuff
gotta
in
be
there,
some
you know?
Gems. We'll look through the DVDs.
You know what it's on? It's actually, what am I don't even think it's DVD. I think it's on 8mm. I mean, or
right. I got that. I can work with that.
I have all these old tapes that are, I don't even know. And I have some VHS tapes of auditions. Didn't I find,
but I have the
technology
and the technology to take all that stuff. So
right.
we should dig
all
through.
Right. So we got things.
By the way, that would be fucking excellent content.
All right. So we gotta dig through my garage.
Doing a deep dive.
We gotta lock Jerry Ferrara for live tours and a podcast. We gotta get Adrian back in the fold. And
I need an alpaca.
You need an alpaca. Need an alpaca. We should get Jeremy back on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh yes, call it Cecily Best. Am I next to put smoke in my chest?